Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just for the record, Lee, okay. Just so you know, if Joe Biden had been president, he, being of course smarter than Donald J. Trump, as is practically everyone in America these days, he would have implemented the China travel ban earlier than Trump did.
So he would have implemented it before it started?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because Trump was on this about just a few weeks right after this whole thing was discovered, when we first found out about it.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Biden has made an amazing migration here. You ever see the migration of the monarch butterfly?
I wish he'd migrate south of this.
Well, they go south, too. They go, like, from here all the way to, like, down to Mexico. Yeah. And it, like, takes them three generations of butterflies just to make it. Like, they don't even make the whole trip. They just die on the way. That's Joe Biden's level of migration on this. This is freaking unbelievable. The guy. This is what you could get away with when you're a Democrat. It just astounds me. I always think, you know, I've reached my level of astoundment. Astonishment. Yeah. Whatever. And then they get away with more. Okay. Joe Biden condemned Trump's original travel ban as xenophobic and spoke out against it. And he's now faulting Trump for saying he should have done it earlier. I mean, talk about having it both ways. Yeah. This was right after the Trump travel ban was implemented. You could hear Joe's barely awake here. And he may not have realized he read this off the teleprompter. That could be, he may not realize what his position was.
Coronavirus emanating from China, a national emergency, worldwide alerts. The American people need to have a president who they can trust what he says about it, that he is going to act rationally about it. In moments like this, this is where the credibility of a president is most needed, as he explains what we should and should not do. This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysterical xenophobia, and fear-mongering.
Yeah, so he was talking directly about the China flight ban. To make sure we understood his position, he tweeted, "We are in the midst of a crisis." This is February 1st. "We are in the midst of a crisis with coronavirus. We need to lead the way with science, not Donald Trump's record of hysteria, xenophobia, and fear-mongering. He is the worst possible person to lead our country through a global health emergency." Okay. Then the experts credited the travel ban with saving thousands of lives. And Biden said, "Oh, remember this? He would have done it, too." Now he's faulting Trump for not doing it earlier.
Even though Trump was pretty much the first worldwide
the only one
to do this.
He was the only one. Nobody else did it.
And
then all you
folks on the left were criticizing him for doing it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, but Biden's not the only one getting in on the act. The New York Times, I'm still not over this, front page story this weekend. Okay, let's retrace the time steps over the last 2 months. This is crazy. New York Times first said Trump was a xenophobe for canceling the flights from China, right? Then the Times said that he was a xenophobe for even suggesting the virus came from China. Now they say, front page story, headline, 430,000 people have traveled from China to the U.S. since coronavirus surfaced. Now they are faulting him for... They're saying he should have shut off flights from China earlier, and he failed. So the New York Times and the Biden campaign clearly, coordinating their message from a basement somewhere. Not surprised by that,
yeah,
right?
Really?
Well, I'm so confused by this, Lee. Okay, so wait. If the New York Times position now is that Trump should have shut off the flights from China earlier and that he failed because he did not do this, would that not mean they should apologize for being xenophobic?
Yes.
The New York Times should apologize. They always put their racist, shouldn't they? Should they not apologize? I thought we weren't allowed to say it came from China.
Yeah.
And if we're not allowed to say it came from China or believe that it came from China, then why on earth would you shut the flights down from China? But this is what they are going to. They are trying anything they can, anything they can throw up against a wall to see if you'll believe it.
Yeah. So basically, they're saying that Trump's travel ban wasn't too soon enough.
I like the way you butchered the English language there.
I know that hurt Trump. That hurt Chris to say that because he's a grammar Nazi.
Yeah.
That hurt him. It's probably got blood coming out of his ears right now.
Grammar police.
Yes, grammar police. All right. Yeah, grammar police. Anyway. Can we say grammar Stasi? All right. Anyway, Jack in Greenville. Good morning.
Yeah, I like the grammar police because people say dumb things like could care less and the ACC conference and things like that. I got that, you know. But the thing about it's in the weeds with Joe first because there are too many sound bites, so it's not going to matter. So that's kind of a joke. I mean, you can put together some montage. But anyway, I'm in the sort of a business, I was as an engineer. A lot of engineers around here, Michelin, GE, BMW, Honeywell, et cetera. And what we have to do for reliability is cause and effect. And how do you come up with it? Once you have an event, no matter what that event is, even when you have models, because I've had to work with models for years, you have to come up with all the causative things that make that event happen. This is one of the most profound case studies where none of this is happening. Not even the simplicity thing. And this is supposed to be a really tough week. I don't know who defines tough, Tara. I don't know what tough is going to be because we don't have the data. We don't have the Pareto type of thing. Or if you can imagine a pie chart, and that pie chart is 100%. What are the causes of these people who died? What are the contributing causes? We talked to our friends in Italy because about how they're doing over there. And a lot of the people that die, you know, can't get to the hospital. They got other things. But the population in Italy is a lot of old people over there. They live a long time. We're doing one of the most profoundly ignorant things. And maybe it's part of the dumbing down America. It doesn't seem that we have the ability to even ask the right questions. Or when I was growing up, putting that bumper sticker on your car when I was a teenager, that said question authority. Because the assumption is that these experts have the data. This is what's going to be weird to me, though, is all of a sudden I got a feeling when the thing was over last night and Fauci put his hands on the admiral, the back when they were walking out, and he was kind of grinning. I got a feeling that we missed the number as far as missing. We came in low regarding the model. And this is my extrapolation of this. But we were doing a really poor job of doing this mathematically. Why did this happen? We don't ask why. We don't even know how to ask why, Tara. Just assume.
Yeah, and that's a great question. That's a great point, Jack. We just assume. And unfortunately, Fauci and Birx are assuming with these Gates models that, I mean, Lee, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, a rare agreement between the Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, and the Washington Post. These models are bogus. Mm-hmm. And the Washington Post is trying to say, oh, well, Trump people are way overestimating this. And we asked them for the data, the algorithm behind the models. They couldn't provide it. I'm not surprised. I doubt Bill Gates wants to give it out. And you know what happened after all that? So that broke Friday, right? And this is for you too, Jack. Okay. They went back to the University of Washington model, right? The one that everybody pointed out was wrong. Guess what? Total death estimate between, I kid you not, Thursday and today for the country is down 14,000 deaths. It was a little over 95,000 on Thursday. Today, they've dropped it back down to 81,000.
So 2 or 3 weeks ago, the left and the media are complaining that the president is underestimating the potential deaths of this disease.
Yes.
And now they're complaining because he has overestimated the potential deaths of this disease.
Yeah, you got that. You got that right. Yeah. They're not happy with it.
You know, and there's one model that I, or one issue that I want to see some modeling on, and that's the economy.
I know!
There is nobody anywhere who is taking a look at the modeling of the economic impact of what we are doing to the economy, what and how that is going to impact the lives of everyday Americans, the vast majority who survive this, the 98.999% who are surviving, and in fact, it's probably closer to 99.9% that are going to survive this. What is the economic impact to the economy? What's going to happen to the mortgage markets? What's going to happen to the banking industry? What's going to happen to transportation? What's going to happen to the unemployment benefits that states are having to pay out? What's going to happen to the small businesses? Where's the economic modeling on that? No one is talking about that. We are taking a look at, you talk about cause and effect. We got the cause right here, like Jack was talking about. What's going to be the effect of this cause on the economic future of this country? Nobody's talking about that. Somebody, and this includes the administration, needs to start talking about a date. They butchered Trump for suggesting that maybe by Easter we could be getting back to work. And I've seen idiots on the, and I will call them idiots, on the internet trying to claim that Trump was saying, oh, that it was going to be over with and we could all go about our lives on Easter.
No,
he never said that. And to suggest that you were bald-faced lying about it, all he said was, we hope maybe by Easter we can see some of the country getting back to work. There was nothing wrong with that statement. It was simply a hope. It was a glimmer of hope that he was putting out there for the people. But right now, it doesn't look like anybody's going to do anything until the end of April or the 1st of May. And who knows? Because we've got so many people who are not taking a look at the economic impact this is having on the country. I am concerned about the lives. We should do everything we can within reason to try to mitigate this as much as possible. But there is going to be a tremendous, devastating effect on the American people because of the economic damage that these policies are taking on our country.
Well, Lee, I mean, I had South Carolina DHEC people trashing me on my Facebook page literally for suggesting. All I did was post an article that said small businesses are almost out of time and it matters to all of us. And that now is a political statement, apparently. You cannot even contemplate the future of small business. And if you do, you're a hater. Problem is they employ 59 million people in the U.S., about 47% of the U.S. private workforce.
Right.
Yeah, and unfortunately, see, they've got a cash buffer on average of 27 days. And the math doesn't work there if we're closed through the end of April. More than half, according to the Small Business Administration, more than half in this survey. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Goldman Sachs. More than half in their survey said they would not be able to continue operating for more than 3 months because of the economic stresses. So, that's a big number. But I guess that doesn't matter.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Silver linings, silver linings. This kind of touched my heart, actually. Coronavirus poll. There are actually some people out there who are kind of enjoying this coronavirus thing. They're pretty happy about it. They feel happier, more content, more loved. Their kids. 9 in 10 children, according to the poll, aren't miserable at all. They're experiencing enjoyment and happiness at home with family at a higher level than they would normally. Yeah, it kind of makes sense in a way. Just looking at, you know, human history, what we're geared for as parents and for, you know, as kids. Kids didn't spend most of their day with somebody else for most of human history. That's a new thing. Anyway, the main complaint children are it's just bored, and they're bored. I know my kids are too. But other than that, how do they feel about it? They love it. Why do they like it so much? Because they get to be around you, even if you're stressed out. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. I want to remind you, by the way, that I'm sure, I know your listening habits have to have changed. If you're working from home now, or, you know, normally you'd be at work. Don't forget, you can take us with you. Download the radio.com app. We can go wherever you go. This is how I listen. I've always got the radio going somewhere. Especially if I'm running errands or doing, you know, grunt work kind of stuff. Radio.com app, super simple. Favorite 106.3, and we'll be right there. And then you can, you know, if you scroll down, you find the podcast is there. You know, you can, if I heard something, you're like, wait, what? You can rewind. It's a great product. So, you know, don't be confined. Don't think, well, you know, I used to listen, but I can't now because I'm not going to work or I'm not my regular schedule. You can listen even more now because you're on a different schedule. 800-347-1063. I would love to hear it from you parents. How's this homeschool thing going? I got to tell you. It's a lot. It is a lot. You know what's funny? I'm having two homeschool experiences, actually. I've got two straight-A students. Very proud of them. One of whom is super responsible. I could probably leave him at home for a week, and he could completely run the house and take care of himself. He's 10. He's an unusual person. I've got another one that have to keep a tight grip on, but my other child will do the work and get good grades. And I've learned a couple things from this homeschooling thing. I love having my kids home. Love having them around me. Love the fact that on Friday I was out with my son flying kites when normally he'd be in school. I think that was, and his work was done, and we had that together, and it was awesome. It was a day we won't forget. What I've learned is I think I could homeschool the two of them pretty easily. I think I could do it in the time I do their homework with them now. And I spend a lot of time studying and doing homework and doing projects. I'm a real hands-on academic mom. But you know what I've learned? My other child who struggles and was a special ed kid, I can't do it. I've come to really appreciate my teacher's help. Me and him probably spend most days, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour beyond his homework. And just to keep his head above water. And he goes to tutoring before school. He gets an hour of extra help in school from his teachers. And then there's me at night. And that's what it's taken to hold his head above water. And I just had a hard time last week. Because I feel like I'm failing him. I feel like I can't hold his head above water. I just can't. And it's really hard right now. And I'm really struggling. And I don't know if you are too, but I mean, woo. And what's so frustrating to me, there's so many little costs to this thing. They're never going to be measured in anywhere. But he had, for the first time, I guess the reason I fight so hard for him, he's got an above average IQ. If he just wasn't bright, then I would accept that. And we would plan on whatever we needed to do for that and do our best at it. And I would accept what God sent me. But he's got above average IQ, and yet he doesn't perform like he does because he has some disabilities, learning disabilities, probably developmental. We don't know. There's no good answers. And he's a smart kid, super smart kid. And it doesn't show in school. And so I feel like I have to fight for him. And I feel like if he doesn't make it, it's on me. And I just had a breakdown last week. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I am overwhelmed as it comes just trying to help him. And what's so heartbreaking to me, I guess, was that his last stack of papers that came home, not his grades, but his last stack of papers, the grades on his papers for the first time ever were all A's and B's. And that was amazing. I mean, that was like a miracle. That was like a screaming and yelling, jumping around the kitchen moment, you know, finally the breakthrough. And that was literally the week before this happened. And now I'm trying to keep his head above water. And I feel like I'm failing. I feel like I'm failing every day. And I have learned that I cannot do it by myself. I have a wonderful, supportive set of teachers, special ed teachers that have helped me. And I have come to realize how much they do for him. More than I even realized. And so that's what this has kind of taught me. Actually, one of his teachers called me from Charleston. Wonderful, beautiful person, wonderful lady. And she is there taking care of her grandkids so that her daughter can go to work while she homeschools her grandkids. And she's trying to keep up with 22 special ed kids a day. And she's calling around. And she was talking me off the cliff last week. And, you know, I just was like, wow. I mean, don't worry about me. It's okay. You're cool. But I mean, this is where we all are. We're struggling and I am having a hard time. And I was wondering, you know, I've got the two straight A kids. They're doing okay. They're hanging in there. They're making it. We're all right. So, I mean, if you've got a kid like that, or you have a kid who's just in the middle and needs some help, I mean, you've got to be struggling too. I know I am. And, I mean, I spent most of Friday afternoon just trying to catch up, keep up. Went into the night, figure out, okay, what did he know? What did he not know? What did I miss? Try to keep my head above water at work. I'm a teacher now of a child who struggles, and I'm not as good as his teachers. And I've learned that. So I don't know where you are, but I wanted to tell you that story so that if you feel like, you know, you're just barely keeping the ball from hitting the floor, and some days it does crash to the floor, you're not alone. None of us are perfect. This is really, really hard. And I wanted you to know that so you don't feel like it's just you. Texter writes, it's going great for us. My kindergartner has grown and learned more since being home. So I have two kids that are like that. It's been great. I'm so enjoying it. I'm thinking of making them stay home. But it's not always perfect. It's not always easy. And that's kind of where we are. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I am raising my 10-year-old granddaughter, and I have learned to divide decimals last week. But it hurts your head. It did mine when I did that one. What's that, third, fourth grade?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Well, we got a text line packed full of special ed kids who are killing it. Lee.
Good.
Which is pretty, is it awesome? I love this one. Oh, where'd it go? As a teacher in Greenville, I can tell you that your son who struggles will be fine. I also had a son who struggled. He grew up to be successful right now. If you do the best you can, the other son's teacher should show him grace at this time. Another texter writes, there is hope. Don't be hard on yourself. My now 32-year-old was identified as learning disabled in one school system. We moved, and the new school labeled him gifted. Now he has a PhD from Yale in molecular biology.
I would say the latter probably was more correct in that analysis there.
Yeah.
Good grief.
He just needed a different approach. Rely on others for help. They may have just that approach. So that's really cool. Texter writes, where to go. I was a low CD student. I was verbally abused and inappropriately touched, and we have had an undiagnosed learning disability, OCD, words come out wrong. I am smarter than I get credit for, but now make $92,000 a year and found what I am good at. Your son will overcome and succeed. I know he will. It's really hard right now. And I have come to thoroughly respect what his teachers do all day long.
Yeah. And they're doing it with maybe 15, 20 students in the class.
Absolutely. And
if they're lucky to have that low of a class size.
Exactly. My son's teacher is 22, and she said, I'm supposed to be keeping up with everyone every day, and it's just impossible. She can't do it. So it's all just really frustrating right now. I mean, I feel like he was really starting to break out. And like I said, his last stack of papers was all A's and B's. That has never happened before.
But see, you know, here's the good thing about this situation, though. All the kids are getting very special attention.
Yes, they are.
Individualized attention.
Which is great.
And quite honestly, and many of the education things that I have seen, that's one thing that they're trying to do is to lower the student-teacher ratio so that you get more individual time with students. And if parents are able to do that for the parents who are capable of doing this, then you could see improvements. Not you know, things falling behind, but you could actually see improvements.
I just think it's interesting, and I didn't mean to spend so much time on this, that study, the coronavirus poll. 9 in 10 children are loving this time at home. They are really happy right now. 9 in 10 experiencing enjoyment and happiness at home with family. The only complaint is they're bored, but the happiness and enjoyment, close time with family, they're absolutely loving it.
Well, then 9 in 10 parents are not asking them to do enough chores then if they're bored. I'm just telling you.
I see. Make them so miserable they want to go back to school.
No, just if don't tell me that you're bored. If you're bored, you've got nothing to do. I got something for you to do. The grass needs cutting and other things.
Yeah, I got to tell you, they're so bored around my house. The kids are doing everything, and they're still bored.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah,
that's
they are. That's a good sign. They got pockets stuffed with cash from all the extra chores they've done. So that's good. But all that stuff is going on. It's great. Let's jump on the line with Scott in Greenville. Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Tara. Sorry, I had to wake up here. Top of the hour news, I heard Lee Rogers say that lottery sales were down. Well, to me, this is a no-brainer. This has nothing to do with people being at home. This has to do with the fact that if you want to buy a lottery ticket, you have to handle cash. And personally, I don't know about you, but I'm not handling cash right now.
So, okay, yeah. So, and it's the handling of cash. Yeah, I know. People are completely freaked out by stuff like that. So, I don't know, Lee, did it say, well, is it the handling cash thing? Or
actually, Chris had that in the business news. But okay. Yes, that's the thing with lottery sales. They are cash. You have to pay cash.
Okay, so, yeah. And then, plus, it wouldn't surprise me, too, just people aren't out as much, right?
Well,
so
they're not, a lot of those things are at convenience stores and you know, other things, and that's, you know, and I'm sure Chris is gesturing to me right now. People just don't necessarily want to spend the money on something like that right now. If you don't know if you're going to have a job next week and you're not certain about food supplies or other things, then you're, even people that are have a predilection to want to risk their money for something like that are going to be a bit more reserved in their behaviors. It's one of those economic modeling things that we should be doing.
Yes.
And then look at look where this is going to head, though. This is going to be less money for education. This is what I was saying weeks ago. Look at what the impact on our state economy and on our budget is going to be. And I did report at the news just down at the bottom of the hour that the surplus we thought we were going to have, gone. Not going to happen. State budget is being rewritten. They threw it out. House is starting from scratch. All over again.
Yeah.
And this is because tax revenue is going to be down. This is one of those economic impacts we're having on the economy. You are tanking the state's economy. You're tanking the federal economy. And then plus you're going to have added expenses that the state is going to have for unemployment benefits. And we'll go on and on and on and on about things that the state is having to write checks for. And the money's not coming in. Money's not coming in. And then some of the things that we're not spending money that you're going to want money for is going to be healthcare and healthcare workers.
You know where this is going, Lee? They're going to have to bail out the individuals,
right?
The businesses.
And the states.
The states and industry by industry, because our energy industry is literally on the verge of collapse right now. As our former energy secretary warned us, I'll have to check what oil is doing today.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those circumstances when you should be cheering for oil prices to go up and for gas prices
absolutely.
To go up.
Absolutely, and gas prices to go up.
Because the survival of the American energy and our American energy independence depends on it. No, we don't want to see $4 a gallon gasoline. No, I don't even want to see $3 a gallon gasoline.
It doesn't
gasoline.
Even need to be that
But
way.
If it's up around $2.25, $2.50, that's enough. And we had been there for quite some time. For quite some time, with plenty of supply and enough demand so that the companies were making money and we still had the fracking industry going on. Of course, that's what the left wants. The left wants to collapse the U.S. petroleum industry. They want it gone. Just like they said they were going to kill the coal industry, they're going to use the coronavirus pandemic to collapse the federal, to collapse the American energy petroleum industry as well. That's what they want. And the problem is we don't have the infrastructure to electrify our transportation system, and we're nowhere close to it happening. Nowhere close.
No, but they don't care. It doesn't matter to them. So, I mean, think about it. We're going to bail out individuals, businesses, states, whole sectors. I mean, are we going to, like, run out of money? I keep waiting for somebody to do that article. Like,
yeah, where's that
much,
model?
No, seriously, like, how much can we print till we collapse? I'm total curiosity. How many of our own, like, you know, treasury, can we buy? We won't collapse. Are we sure? Just checking. Okay. Well, endless supplies of cash. No problem. And nothing will come into, so we're going to have less, as you just said, Lee, coming into the treasury, right?
Right.
We're seeing that at the state level, obviously, like you just said. So we'll just
because people that borrow. Ain't got income aren't going to be paying income taxes.
Well, we all sit home with our new $1,000 a month income on the couch, paid to watch, what is it, Tiger Kingdom?
Oh, please. Yeah.
Oh, have you seen? No, I had to watch it. I had to. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And you know why it is? Because on Netflix, they do the top 10 now, right? Mm-hmm. The top 10. So people wanted to know what is everybody else watching? So it automatically tells you what the hottest thing is. And then everybody else knows what the hottest thing is because it's in top 10 form. And so guess what? They go watch it too, right? Well, here it is. Tiger King. I watched 20 minutes of that and it scrambled my head. I had no idea people like that were allowed to walk around in America. That crazy.
They're crazy. They are nuts. I have heard a bit of this from my kids who have sadly watched this.
Keep
in mind, I have adult children. So it's not like they're youngsters, but... they have watched this, and from what I've heard, I have no interest. One of our reporters here is a big fan.
I'm not a fan. I'm still in shock. My husband and I were sitting there with our jaws hanging open. Like, that people this insane were literally allowed to walk around the United States of America for, like, 4 years straight before they all ended up in prison for trying to kill each other. It's nuts, and it's rather as real as a documentary.
Yeah.
About big cats and the crazy people who keep them.
Oh, by the way, Tiger's got the coronavirus in the Bronx Zoo. So I want to know who sneezed on the tiger.
I'm sure there'll be a full investigation. Here's what I want to know. Why did the tiger get tested ahead of me? That's what I want to know.
Actually, it's a different test.
Oh, is it for animals?
Yes, there's a different test. A veterinary school did the test on the tigers. But that is not a test that could be used for humans. So there were no humans harmed.
So he didn't take my test.
For the animal test. That's right.
He didn't steal my test. Nope. I saw that and I thought, oh, what craziness is this?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I'll let you guys wrap the show up today. Texter writes about the folks afraid to handle cash, so the lottery sales are off. Texter writes, you have handled cash with meth, cocaine, typhoid, and polio, and you are worried about handling cash now. I just read the text line, folks. Now the texter writes, the money saved on gasoline shouldn't be wasted on the lotto. Now the texter writes, didn't the revenue department already send out refund checks from the surplus? You're joking, right? Is that a joke? Texter writes, Tara, my special needs daughter graduated Honor Society in college with awesome accolades. Now teaches special needs students in the very special school she attended. That's awesome. Focus on the positive aspects of every child. It works. Have faith and love them no matter what, of course. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Right now is the perfect time to play the lottery. Less people, better odds. Okay, I have no idea if it actually works that way. I'm just reading the text line. Yeah, Chris is shaking his head too. I doubt it. There's always a catch in life. You know what I mean? Texter writes, hey, Tara, when I told my dad I was bored, he made me write my times tables for hours on end. Oh, I bet you still know them today, right? And I didn't mention that around him for a long time. I imagine you didn't. Now, the texter writes, for the love of God, does this text line even work? It works great when you send me something good to read. Texter writes, many children will do better just because they are in a less stressful environment. I know. You know what, though? I worry about the kids who are not in a good environment. And they're stuck at home in that environment right now. And I know there are going to be outcomes of that that we will be hearing about for months and years. And it's not good. Texter writes, I wonder if the tiger knows it's got the bug. I have no idea. Texter writes, every week you see a story about people who find it funny to cough, sneeze, and spit on produce intentionally or open ice cream, lick it, and put it back on the shelf. And you're surprised that people like Tiger King exist? Okay, fair point. I just say, stop the world. I want to get off. Another texter writes, please comment on the CDC changing the criteria to classify a death as COVID versus non-COVID, and as this will increase the mortality stats. Yes, we did that extensively, explained the whole thing. If you want to hear it, it is on the podcast. Great way to get the podcast is by texting podcast to 71307. An even better way is to download the radio.com app. Take us with you wherever you go, especially to stay up to date on all this corona stuff that's going on. So you just download the radio.com app, favorite 106.3 WORD, and there it is. The podcast is right there when you scroll down. Texter writes, where'd it go? Lee, I disagree. Gasoline should fluctuate between 75 cents and 125 a gallon. Drill for oil, not frack. For natural gas, if you want. Texter writes. Okay. Great point. I think fewer people have touched that cash than have touched those store keypads. Yeah, those things are nasty. Now, the texter writes, I told you they wanted to get rid of cash. We always end up right back there, right? Don't we always hit the mark of the beast? I'm kidding. And texter writes, where'd it go? One more. Let's wrap it up with... All deaths for every reason need to be reported every day, on the hour, and on every half an hour. Context is king. No, I don't know if I want that much data. All right. It's a beautiful day out there. Go out and get some vitamin D. It'll strengthen up your immune system.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.